Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Stress Less Sleep, Better the Busy Professional's Guide to Mastering Stress and Achieving Perfect Sleep in 3 weeks by Riad Hisham, is a practical health and performance guide. Focused on two connected problems of modern life, chronic stress and inadequate sleep, written for busy professionals, but also relevant to non-athletes. The book presents sleep and stress management as foundations of recovery, physical resilience, and long-term health. Hisham brings together perspectives from strength coaching, soft tissue practice, chemical engineering, and functional medicine study, giving the book a performance-oriented but accessible framework. Its central purpose is not to offer a broad wellness philosophy, but to help readers identify stress inputs, understand why sleep quality matters, and apply techniques that can improve recovery within a short, structured period. The book belongs to the practical self-improvement and health optimization category, with an emphasis on evidence-informed habits, daily implementation, and measurable improvements in sleep duration, sleep quality, and stress tolerance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, sleep as the primary foundation of recovery and health. The central theme of the book is that sleep is not a passive break from productivity, but a core biological process that supports recovery, health, and performance. Hisham positions sleep as the base on which other wellness efforts depend, especially for people who live under sustained professional pressure. This focus is important because many busy readers treat poor sleep as an unavoidable cost of ambition. While the book reframes it as a modifiable factor that affects physical resilience, mental clarity, and the ability to handle stress, rather than presenting sleep improvement as a vague lifestyle aspiration, the book connects it to concrete outcomes such as better recovery, stronger bodily function, and reduced vulnerability to the effects of stress. Its approach reflects the performance culture surrounding strength coaching, where recovery is treated as a trainable variable rather than an afterthought. This makes the book distinct from general sleep hygiene guides because it treats sleep as an active health strategy, not merely a nightly routine. Secondly, identifying modern stress loads before trying to reduce them. The book gives significant attention to the sources and types of stress that shape modern health. Its premise is that contemporary technology, demanding schedules, and lifestyle habits increase stress loads while also interfering with recovery. This matters because stress management often fails when readers only try relaxation techniques without first understanding what is creating the load. Hisham emphasizes awareness of stress inputs, including the ways daily environments and habits can place the body in a state of repeated strain. The practical implication is that readers must assess where stress enters their lives before they can make effective changes. The book, therefore, treats stress less as a single emotional state and more as a cumulative pressure on the body and mind. This framing helps explain why someone may feel depleted, even without a dramatic crisis. By focusing on stress load, the book offers a more useful model for busy professionals whose problems often come from repeated small demands rather than one isolated event. Thirdly, a three-week structure for turning recovery principles into daily practice. The promise of improvement within 3 weeks gives the book a structured and practical orientation instead of presenting stress and sleep as lifelong problems that require vague commitment. Hisham organizes the material around a short period in which readers can begin applying specific techniques and observing changes. This time frame is useful because busy professionals often need a manageable entry point rather than an open-ended wellness program. The three-week structure also implies that change depends on consistent practice, not a single insight. The book appears designed to help readers move from understanding to implementation by applying sleep improvement methods, reducing avoidable stress exposure, and increasing tolerance to unavoidable stress. The value of this structure is its balance between urgency and realism. It does not require readers to abandon work or athletic goals, but it asks them to treat recovery as a planned discipline. In this sense, the book functions as a practical protocol rather than a purely educational discussion. Fourthly, reducing stress input through positioning, protection, and environment. One of the more distinctive aspects of the book is its attention to minimizing stress input by positioning or protecting oneself more effectively. This suggests a broader view of stress management than simply calming the mind after stress has already accumulated. The idea is that readers can alter physical, behavioral, or environmental conditions so that fewer stressors reach the body with full intensity. For a busy professional, this might mean improving boundaries, adjusting routines, or changing habits that repeatedly expose the nervous system to unnecessary strain. The book does not appear to treat stress as something that can always be eliminated, which would be unrealistic. Instead, it distinguishes between avoidable stress input and stress that must be tolerated. This distinction is practical because it allows readers to intervene at multiple points before stress occurs, while it is being received, and during recovery afterward. The concept also aligns with performance coaching, where small adjustments in setup and preparation can reduce unnecessary fatigue. Lastly, building tolerance to stress rather than only seeking comfort. The book also emphasizes increasing the ability to receive and handle stress, which separates it from approaches that focus only on stress reduction. This is an important distinction because professional life, athletic training, family duties, and modern responsibilities cannot be made entirely stress-free. Hakama appears to argue that better health depends on both lowering unnecessary stress and improving the body's capacity to respond to unavoidable pressure. In practical terms, this means recovery and resilience are linked. A person who sleeps better and manages inputs more intelligently may become less fragile under future demands. This performance-based perspective makes the book relevant beyond ordinary relaxation advice. It treats stress tolerance as something that can be trained through better sleep, improved recovery practices, and more deliberate handling of daily pressures. The value of this approach is that it avoids unrealistic promises of a calm life without challenge. Instead, it offers a model in which the reader becomes more capable, less depleted, and better prepared for demanding conditions. In conclusion, stress-less sleep better is best suited for busy professionals, health-conscious readers, coaches, and non-athletes who know that stress and poor sleep are affecting their well-being but need a practical framework rather than a purely theoretical explanation. Its benefits are both practical and intellectual. Practically, it helps readers think about sleep quality, sleep duration, stress exposure, and recovery as linked habits that can be adjusted. Intellectually, it gives a clearer model of stress as a load on the body, not merely a feeling or mood. The book stands out in the crowded sleep and wellness category because it combines a performance coaching perspective with accessible self-care guidance. Many sleep books focus narrowly on bedroom habits, while many stress books focus on mindset or relaxation. HedShame connects both subjects and frames them as the foundation of peak recovery. The 3-week promise also gives the book a concise action orientation that may appeal to readers who want implementation steps without wading through an academic manual. Its realistic value lies not in guaranteeing identical results for every reader, but in making recovery more deliberate, measurable, and central to health. For readers who want a focused guide to reducing stress inputs and improving sleep as a practical health strategy, it offers a clear and useful contribution. If you would like to support Riyad HedShame, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.